Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd. As we spend more and more time at home, the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program has tips on ways to save. Visit ComEd.com/home savings. Let's get to Hey, I Was Wondering. Get your questions answered. If you have a question you want it asked, you can email us. You can text us at 60123. You can go into our social media, put it in our DMs. We'll grab those and share those with you. We're going to jump right into it. Today's Hey, I Was Wondering is from Rich.
Okay.
Rich says, hey, Eric, I was wondering, is Melissa high maintenance?
That's it?
Yes.
One sentence.
555 on the mix. There we go. 312-233-1019. The hardest jobs in the country, according to a survey of 2,000 people. Number one is nurse, two doctor, three paramedic, four police officer, five firefighter. No arguments. All true.
Mm-hmm.
Rounding out your top 10. At number 6, surgeon. Yep. Number 7, healthcare worker. Yep. Number 8, bomb disposal engineer. No mm-hmm. question.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Number 9, farmer.
Oh,
you know, the last couple days
we've been talking about that.
Yeah, we've been down the farmer road.
Right.
That's hard work. No doubt about it. And number 10, prison warden. And Whip really wants to try to get that moved up to about 4th.
I do.
Because of his cousin Steve, the prison warden.
If you're a warden, come in. Tell us your horror stories. Come on.
312-233-1019. Other hard jobs. You would vote for what, Cheryl? Hi, Cheryl.
Hi. My vote was for respiratory therapist. We are working directly with the doctors and nurses, helping the keep these patients breathing and keep them alive.
No question. Very difficult job. No one would argue that at all. Very hard job, Joyce.
Dental assistant.
Dental assistants. Are you one of those?
I am.
You're out there grinding.
Emergency patients right now, so during this pandemic, it's a little crazy.
There you go.
Oh, I bet. I wonder if she saw Horrible Bosses, because the dental assistant with Jennifer Aniston.
She was the dentist.
Well, yeah, but the dental assistant wanted the dentist knocked off.
Got to remember that. I remember this. She like tried to sleep with somebody.
Yeah, it's funny.
That was Charlie Day.
Yeah,
I love Horrible Bosses.
Charlie Day. Toby.
Yes.
Hard job.
ComEd.
ComEd.
Yep. Oh, climbing the poles?
Climbing the poles. You got to do a lot of those electrical work when there's storms.
Right.
Those guys are out there with any type of elements, and that's why you guys are on the air, because they keep you going.
That's right.
That's so true.
And they also sponsor our podcast, which we love.
Yeah, we love
that.
There
ComEd. You go.
Love that a lot. Yeah. Have you ever been, like, zapped? I mean, like, really zapped?
Well, I'm calling on behalf of my brother.
Oh, okay. There Has he go. Ever All been right. really zapped?
Oh, he's seen guys fall in the holes.
Oh,
sometimes
man.
They were digging a hole, and one of the workers fell into the hole, and they had to get the fire department to come and pull him out of the hole.
Wow.
We were digging for the pole. Yeah.
Oh. So do
but
they?
Yes, some guys have been zapped. Some guys have been killed doing
it.
They touched the wires. They're up in the bucket.
Yeah, and,
they've had some guys pass away. Yep.
Oh, gosh. I mean, just a question, though. When they get zapped, do they actually get, like, pushed off like you see
like
in movies,
yeah.
Thrown off of things
yeah.
when they
fell
touch
in the hole?
I was parking at a Cubs game once,
like
and a transformer went, and the guy up in the cherry picker or whatever it's called, threw out the loudest mf'er I've ever heard in my life.
I believe that.
Yep. All right, your top three. Your top three. Here we go. You ready? 312-233-1019. Hard job, Tara.
Iron workers.
Oh,
yes.
Oh yeah, my Uncle Jim.
There you go, Uncle Jim. Number two, Eric.
The garbage man. Everybody always forgets about all the garbage men.
Garbage man. Let's hear it for the garbage man.
Totally.
Not an easy job. And finally, in at number one, you want a hard job, John? Tell me about it.
How about a septic tank cleaner?
Oh
yeah, that stinks.
Now we're talking.
Yuck.
Man, I'd rather be a prison warden.
Yeah.
I'm not so sure.
Yeah. Wow,
no,
John.
I'd rather be a warden, too.
Yep.
All right.
Yep. Septic tank cleaners. You see it all, don't you, John?
Well, my buddy is one, and he tells me the horror stories.
I'll bet he does.
And he probably tells you what
he's like, look
at
this watch I found.
They cannot pay those guys enough.
People have been staying 6 feet away from him for years.
Sunny today in 64. Yeah, so you can get out and do all that bird watching.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
That's the new hot quarantine activity. In fact, preliminary figures indicate sales of bird feeders, nesting boxes, and bird seed are spiking according to the Associated Press.
I like that they have those ones that you can mount to the window of your house.
Right.
And they're clear, so you can watch them make the nest right through your window.
Perfect. Yep. Bird watching. Beer pong. Drinking Jenga. And what other things have become your new quarantine activity 90 days ago? You never would have guessed it, Kimberly.
I am sewing.
A lot of sewing. Oh, I've heard a lot of sewing is going on. Yeah. No, it's making a strong, strong comeback. What are you sewing?
We're making masks out of vacuum bags and giving them out to my customers.
Masks out of vacuum bags. I had not thought of that.
That seems breathable. Yeah, very creative.
Yeah, got a couple of extra of those?
Of course.
I cannot get masks still. Did you see the building is going to require us to wear masks?
Yes.
So you still haven't got yours.
I have one for you.
I've got a couple masks, but I don't have like a good stock.
You probably order from a few different places and hope one of them shows up.
Whip, I have four outstanding orders right now.
Oh, there, you've already done it. Okay.
$200 worth of masks pending.
Oh, my God. You're going to get them right when this ends.
Haven't gotten any of them.
Right. Yeah,
none of them.
Oh, my gosh.
Zero.
All right.
Not one.
Well,
unreal.
Isn't that unbelievable?
Yeah.
Hi there, Chris. Your new quarantine activity is what?
I have been painting River Rock that we bought at Home Depot. Uh-huh. And I will go and paint them and put inspirational sayings on them.
Wow.
And then while I go on my walks, I distribute them for people to pick up.
Ah, you just and leave them around.
What? That's so sweet.
So like when Whip's going on his daily 2-mile walk with his wife, he might stumble across one of your River Rock with the sayings on it.
Exactly.
You're like a rock fairy.
Got it.
My husband made fun of me at the beginning, but he got over it.
I see.
You're like a little angel.
Yeah, you are like a little angel. That's one. Put that saying right on there. You're like a little angel.
I feel like while she was talking, I could hear birds chirping behind her.
Well, you know, the bird watching, the painting, all that stuff. Hey, Jill.
Yes.
A little more my speed now. What is your new quarantine activity?
So my boyfriend loves to bet on sports.
Right.
And since there are no sports, we've been betting on cooking shows on the Food Network.
Oh. So you gamble on the cooking shows. Exactly. how does that work?
Well, you know, they have the Tournament of Champions. It was sort of like the NCAA tournament.
Right.
So they had brackets. And so we chose our chef.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had cash on the table. And then every time our chef won, we got the cash that was on the table.
Okay.
Yeah. So it wasn't you and your boyfriend were sitting there and they would make some of your boyfriend look at you and say, $20 says the judge hates the stroganoff.
Well, we do that too, but the last one was Tournament of Champions.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, quarantine activities. Gambling on cooking shows. This is what it's come to.
The whole new world.
I have buddies that are degenerate gamblers, you know, and when sports were still happening, they would bet on, like, European women's lacrosse.
Right.
Like, really?
Very popular.
Well, you have a problem. You need to call one of those 800 numbers. So I guarantee that they are hearing this and going, that's it, we're betting on cooking shows now.
For sure.
That is perfect. Anybody listening who is a mother can tell us what you really want for Mother's Day, because I'm having a hard time believing this. A survey that says moms prefer quality time with family over gifts this Mother's Day. I really feel like many moms are like, I've had enough quality time.
Yeah.
I really don't want quality time. I want a blank. 312-233-1019. What do you really want for Mother's Day, Janet?
I would like some flowers for my garden or some vegetable plants for my vegetable garden.
Aha! Flowers and vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
Say happy Mother's Day to you.
For sure.
What do you want for Mother's Day, Lauren?
I want a hotel room to myself.
A hotel room to myself. Leave Earl Thomas out of this. I want to go alone.
Okay.
Yeah. Might be able to get a deal right now on hotel rooms.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I got some for all you hoes, says Earl Thomas's wife. Okay, that's it. A hotel room all to herself. That's not all bad, right?
Mm-hmm.
What do you want for Mother's Day, Chrissy?
I want that trip I had planned with my girlfriends to Florida, and my family stays at home.
Aha! Uh-huh. Family at home, girlfriends in Florida.
Hit the beach.
Aha! Uh-huh. Oh, see, now this is heartwarming. Somebody had to say it, I guess. Eileen?
Yes.
What do you want for Mother's Day?
I would like to see and hug my children.
See and
I
hug
haven't
my
been
children?
Able to...
Why? Where? Why haven't
I work in retail, and I haven't... them. They're adults, and I just don't want to expose them.
Right. Yeah, I want to see and hug my children as opposed to what Veronica wants for Mother's Day. I love it, Veronica.
Now I feel bad. I want them to go away.
I would prefer my kids go away. In fact, why doesn't the previous caller just come hug my kids? Everybody wins. Yeah.
It's a little different for everybody right now.
That's fine. Colleen, all you want for Mother's Day is what?
I would like a margarita machine. The more alcohol, the better right now.
Yay, that sounds fun.
A Mother's Day margarita machine. Happy Mother's Day. Megan finally says the one thing you want.
I want a girl's trip with tons of margaritas and sunshine.
Aha! I would like to go on that girl's trip with you, and I'm not even a girl. It sounds great. Here is today's featured restaurant of the day. Your lunch destination is called Scratch Kitchen on West Madison in Forest Park. Scratch Kitchen on West Madison in Forest Park. We are joined by Patrick, the owner of Scratch Kitchen. Hey, Patrick, how are you?
Hey, Eric, I'm good. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us this morning. We're excited that you are our restaurant of the day. How long have you been in business in Forest Park?
In Forest Park, we've been here a little over 8 years now.
Oh, very nice.
Wow.
Very nice.
Okay. Cute.
Becoming a valued member of the community. And what is Scratch Kitchen's favorite? What are we all known, or what are you known for there?
We're really known for our house ground burgers, Kraft mac and cheese, and our house cut fries.
Nice.
Very mac and
nice.
Cheese? So do you do anything special to the mac and cheese? You put some breadcrumbs, or what's so cool about it?
No, we do. We top them. We season panko breadcrumbs, so it has a little more crunch to it. And then we've got a lot of options. We've got a mushroom truffle one that people really like, a buffalo chicken. The most popular might be the Build Your Own. We're kind of doing a Max throwdown right now on that concept.
Nice. I love that.
That is great. How has the past month been for you guys at Scratch Kitchen?
Ooh.
That probably says it all.
Yeah, that's why you're our featured restaurant of the day, Patrick.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate it very much. It is needed, you know, by me and many, and you guys are doing a really cool thing.
Now, what we're hoping to do today at Scratch Kitchen in Forest Park is have people come out over the lunch hour, Patrick, and line up. You guys are doing curbside delivery. Do you do that?
We do it. We do it all. All that we're allowed to do, we're doing.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Get people lined up for curbside delivery and see if we can get a whole bunch of people out supporting you. What you can do, folks, is text the word takeout, like always, takeout to 60123. It'll link you through to Scratch Kitchen in Forest Park. You can find out all about the different things they're macking out.
Yeah, they are. The Mac Throwdown.
Mac Throwdown. You can get some of that or anything else. Get yourself all lined up. Our Mixed Road crew is going to be on site like they always are from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. playing music, documenting everybody coming out, supporting a great cause, a great restaurant, a family neighborhood restaurant, getting your lunch and doing it all together and on a beautiful Thursday like today. What a great day to do it. How's your staff there at Scratch Kitchen?
Oh, Eric, they're hanging in. You know, they've been really great. It's been hard for them. But, you know, they're trying to stay positive. We're looking forward to open our doors one day soon. But, you know, they've been wonderful.
Well, that's good to hear.
Are you still hearing from some of your regular customers still coming out and trying to do whatever they can to support you?
Absolutely. We do have another location in Oak Park that has been open throughout. This location just opened about a week ago. But the support from our regulars was incredible. I mean, it was it exceeded what we thought we would do, you know, although it's still very rough. They've been great.
All right, so Scratch Kitchen at 7445 West Madison in Forest Park. Patrick, are you going to be there over the lunch hour today?
You know it.
I got to meet you. I'm coming for that mac and cheese.
You know, Violetta goes to all of these things. She all these different restaurants to support, so you better have some mac and cheese ready to go.
Oh, it'll be ready. It'll be ready.
And maybe a pulled pork taco. Your pulled pork looks really good.
Oh, wow.
Very popular sandwich. It'll be here as well.
Yeah.
All right, Patrick, Scratch Kitchen in Forest Park is our featured small business restaurant of the day. We want to get everybody involved in supporting these local businesses. We're looking forward to hopefully what is a very busy lunch hour for you today. And thank you for being a part of things, and thank you for all you're doing.
Hey, thank you guys very much. You guys rock. This is very cool.
Oh, we appreciate it. Top 10 most painful places to get a tattoo. According to a survey of those that have them, what's number one? 312-233-1019. Anybody want to throw out some guesses?
Cool. Your foot.
Your foot. All right, Vila.
Inner lip.
Inner lip.
Oh,
lip.
I was going to say upper lip.
Upper lip. A lot of lips. hi, Janina.
Good morning.
Where do you think?
Your stomach.
You know what? I would think so, too. That sounds just virtually awful. But for some reason, that's not on here. As they got a little more specific. In fact, the most painful place, Cindy, is where?
Right, your rib cage.
Rib cage is exactly right. Right there on the rib cage. Mm. Ouch. That will sting.
Not a lot of fat.
Yeah.
And Miley Cyrus has one there.
A lot of people do.
Is it Rihanna also?
Yeah,
very popular.
Yeah,
ones.
She was the first one that I really noticed. But yeah, a lot of people have them.
Is that where you have yours, Cindy?
No, that's too painful. I have mine on my thigh.
On your thigh? Was that painful?
A little bit, but you know, there's a lot of stuff there, a lot of fat there.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Still seems sensitive though.
I don't want to be overly inquisitive here, but it does say on the top 10, in at number 6 is the inner thigh, but we'll just let that be, okay, Cindy?
No, mine's the outer.
I gotcha.
Okay.
Here are your top 10. In at number 1, rib cage.
Mm-hmm.
In at number 2, foot. There you go, Melissa.
Okay.
There's your foot right there.
There it is.
Foot. In at number 3, your sternum.
That's
right here.
Okay,
I have to point to the parts reveal letter.
Right, right. Okay.
The trachea.
In at number 4 is your elbow. That's right here.
Okay.
In at number 5 is your head. That's up here.
Okay. I don't know where that is sometimes.
Yeah. Number 6 is the inner thigh. Number 7 is begins with a G and rhymes with genitals.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not.
You know, you
want to
get
a
couple of initials down there or something. Or
only
property
seven.
Of. I think that's what the president has.
Yeah,
actually,
yeah.
That's
property
what
of.
Tiger King had on his boyfriend, property Wait, of.
I got a story on that coming up, too. Number 8 is ankles. Oh. Number 9 is butt cheeks.
Really?
And number 10, most painful place to get a tattoo, right there on your nipple.
Thank you.
Yeah. It was uncomfortable to feel and say, so let's move on. The Tiger King Zoo has reopened.
Great.
It's reopened. So if you want to get down there to Oklahoma and go to the Tiger King Zoo, it's now reopened and is seeing huge crowds.
Oh, I bet.
That's an essential business?
Thanks to the show. Well, no, it's Oklahoma and they follow different rules.
So did they move locations? I thought that's how we left off. Like they were building a new zoo in a different spot.
They're
right?
still down there in Wynwood, Oklahoma.
Okay.
And is the other guy, what's his name?
Jeff?
Jeff Lowe. He still owns it, right?
Yeah. There was a long line to get inside the zoo in Wynwood, Oklahoma after it reopened under the new CDC social distancing and sanitation protocols.
Right.
The zoo had been shuttered by the coronavirus restrictions, and it seems like people were ready to get back to business there.
Well, you know, the tigers can get it, so unfortunately they're like, hey, nobody asked us about this.
That is true. No tiger was asked as to whether or not they want to be open and risk coronavirus.
Or
exactly.
even want to be there.
Yeah. Other quick notes. I mentioned I saw like a billion weird stories. Macaulay Culkin will have crazy erotic sex with Kathy Bates in the new season of American Horror Story,
which does sound like a horror story right there.
That is so funny.
Scariest movie of all time.
None of us want to see Kevin doing that with Kathy Bates. Hey, there you are again. Chris Pratt is returning to TV for an Amazon action thriller called The Terminal List.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, so you might like to see that a little bit more than you'd like to see Macaulay Culkin doing it with Kathy Bates.
A little more.
Right? Wouldn't you think so?
Just a little.
All right. So that's something to be looking forward to if you're trying to find something to watch now. Also something to watch, Neve Campbell.
Oh, yeah. Where's she been?
Well, she's having conversations now about the possibility of returning to reboot the Scream series.
Oh, all right.
You know, she was a big part of the Scream series.
She was huge back then. Yeah.
Whatever happened to her, right? Yeah. And then, she's in Scream, and then who's the guy who played Dewey? I can never remember him.
David Arquette.
Remember, and that's where he met Courtney Cox.
Yeah.
Right. So Ryan Reynolds, I think he's my number one get right now for the show.
Okay.
Really?
I think he is.
You have such a huge...
I have a man crush on him.
You have a
Massive.
Huge man crush
Massive.
On him.
Yeah.
I do,
Massive.
Too. And I have
funny.
A girl crush on his wife, Blake Lively.
That's his first family.
Mm-hmm.
He's missing his second family, he says.
What?
Ryan Reynolds is joking that he's missing his secret family amid the social distancing with Blake Lively and the kids. He's like, I'm stuck with this family. Mm. And that secret family I got stashed away in Wyoming.
Right.
I never get to see them.
Yeah.
They're so funny. They troll each other constantly on social media.
When asked about it, he said that he's spending most of his time with his Hollywood family.
Yeah.
Which is comprised of wife Blake Lively and his young daughters. Asked about it, he said, it was a toss-up with my public-facing family or my secret family in Denmark.
Celebrities are sacrificing right now.
I really miss my kids, Luna, Leckett, and Oon, very much.
God.
gotta get Ryan Reynolds on this.
Very clever. Yeah. Love your laugh.
Who comes up with that? That is great stuff. Also, this might be great stuff for you. Guns N' Roses will release a children's picture book. Did you hear about that?
No.
Yeah, Guns N' Roses. Axl Rose is going to release a children's picture book. What do you think they're going to call it?
Welcome to the jungle.
Oh, no, come on. It's a children's book.
Sweet Child of Mine?
Huh. Sweet Child of Mine children's book from Guns N' Roses.
Okay.
Here's how to drink Jack Daniels. Here's how to smash guitars on stage. You know, stuff like that.
Sure.
Here's how to sleep with the ladies.
Also sleeping with the ladies.
Too, sleeping with the ladies, yeah.
Yeah.
Kids book.
And then finally, you know, we had mentioned that Jerry Seinfeld has a new comedy special on Netflix that was released yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And that Jerry Seinfeld appeared in the Last Dance episode talking to Michael Jordan how they were both the quitters of the 90s.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah.
And, of course, that would be referring to the end of Seinfeld. Jason Alexander says he was offered a large amount of money to leak the Seinfeld finale details.
Really?
Didn't do it, though.
Yeah.
During a video chat between Seinfeld stars Jason Alexander and Julia Louis-Dreyfus, you know, whose son goes to Northwestern.
That's right.
Yeah. Is he still going there?
He was on the basketball team, too.
That's right.
Did he graduate?
Yeah.
He might have graduated.
He probably did by now, yeah.
The two recalled the hysteria surrounding the filming of the sitcom's finale. Louis-Dreyfus remembered that walls and barricades had to be erected around the set to keep paparazzi from getting photographs of the production. And Alexander piped in that he'd actually been offered a bribe to reveal tidbits about the show's much-anticipated final episode, which... really, if you're a Seinfeld fan, wasn't very good.
No, it was a little bit of a letdown.
Yeah, the final episode really didn't do much for very many people.
Right. Is the last episode of anything good?
That's true.
It can never live up to the buildup.
Although some people say, as much as they were disappointed in the Sopranos season or series finale, years later they have a greater appreciation for it.
I could see that.
Yeah, the Seinfeld fans have not said that.
Right.
Freaks from Florida.
You voted on this earlier this morning. You said, let's skip Three Story Thursday and go straight to the freaks.
Okay.
All of them from Florida. I find from time to time that stories pile up, and usually all the weirdos, all the freaks, tend to be from Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are you ready to hear about them right now?
Yes.
All right, let's start in Palm Coast, Florida. You ready?
Yep.
Headline, Palm Coast, Florida. Cops get warrant for house with welcome mat reading. Come back with a warrant. Find drugs.
That is awesome.
Yeah. So the house has come back with a warrant on its mat. So they went and got a warrant.
Fantastic.
Oh, that is so
And
funny.
Oddly enough, they did find drugs. The welcome mat at the front door of the Florida home read, come back with a warrant. And that's just what the deputies did before finding drugs and drug paraphernalia inside. That'll teach them.
Yes.
Freaks from Florida, story number two out of Cape Coral, Florida. Cape Coral. Florida man jumps into canal to avoid arrest. Gets arrested on the other side of the canal.
Oh, is that how that works?
Yeah. Okay. So I jumped in the cops like, all right.
Now we'll just, where are you going to go?
We'll stand here on both sides. Just let us know when you want to get out.
Yeah. That's the worst.
Just before 1 a.m. on Tuesday, Sean Gilligan ran a stop sign. Officer tried to pull him over. Gilligan tried speeding away. Gilligan made a turn down a dead-end row and jumped into a canal. Police were on both sides of the canal. Just said, we'll just wait here until you get out.
Right.
Oh, man.
Yeah, this worked in a movie.
Freaks from Florida, story number three out of Hernando, Florida. Hernando, Florida. Driver accidentally reverses onto two parked cars outside of a Florida bank.
I saw that video.
You see that? Drove right up on the parked cars.
Wow.
Not very smart in Hernando, Florida. Dash cam footage captured by a witness shows the vehicle cross the road median, do a U-turn and reverse, jump the curb back into the parking lot, and end up on top of two parked cars.
That's just crazy. Mm-hmm. See that in a movie, too.
Out of Marathon, Florida. A barrel filled with 90 pounds of marijuana washed up on the Florida shores.
A barrel?
Yeah, I don't know if that's too much freaky. That's just called, you know, a regular day in Florida, isn't
right,
it?
Right, right.
Opportunistic.
Yeah. Out of St. Petersburg, Florida. Florida man avoids friend for a year after pawning his $60,000 Jaguar that he borrowed.
Oh my God.
He borrowed his buddy's Jaguar. Pawns it and then avoids the guy for a year.
Yeah.
Hey, Joe, it's Steve. I really need to get my car back that you took in November.
Wow.
People are crazy.
Yep. That's people great. Are crazy.
A Jaguar.
Cops in Manatee. All right.
Sorry.
Cops in Manatee County, Florida. Can I get a correct pronunciation of Jaguar? I'm really not paying attention to these stories. It's more of a Jaguar pronunciation. All right. Manatee County, Florida. Cops are warning drivers about mating gators.
No.
It's mating gator season down
there. Oh, man,
there.
Don't get in their way.
Alligator mating season has begun. How else do you think baby gators come around?
Eggs? I don't know.
That's right. Manatee County, Florida is warning drivers somebody's got to fertilize them to be aware of the mating gators in the roadways. The police released a statement saying it's gator mating season. I pronounce it that way, too. Mating.
Yeah, of course.
This means they could be more mobile and aggressive than usual. Handling of any wildlife should be done by properly trained and permitted persons. And I recommend that, too.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you all the time, I did the one time I wrestled an alligator.
You did? Wasn't
one?
His mouth
well,
taped
sort
shut?
Sort of. Oh. No, it was not.
It was?
It was not.
Really?
Sort of wrestled.
Well, how did that happen?
It was when I was working down in Florida doing a show down there, and there was one of those gator ranches.
Yeah.
That does the shows. A lot like Tiger King, but with gators.
What? Right, 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 yeah.
And they have you get in, and you jump on the back of the gator, and then here's the key. Here's what a lot of people don't know. So the gator's eyes are on the side. They can see sideways a hell of a lot better than they can see forward.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's why they can see that you coming at them from all sides, but if you come right at them straight ahead, they have a harder time. So you jump on their back, and you run your hand over top of their head. They can't even see it. Right over the top of their mouth, and you can hold their mouth shut.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, go do that. What else if his jaws are stronger than
No, that's the thing. A gator's jaws are strong closing, but opening, like a five-year-old could hold a gator's mouth shut once it's shut.
Well,
when it's
incredible.
Open, it's going to snap down. Watch out.
I thought you were just joking.
No, plus I did it on like a day it was like 52 degrees and they're cold-blooded, so he was barely moving.
Oh, really? Okay.
That's really impressive. You should tell
not.
Everybody that story.
No, it's
you
really
just
not.
Did.
Really yeah, I just do. And finally on Freaks from Florida, out of, it doesn't even say where, because I don't think anybody knows, constipated lizard tips scales with record-breaking poop.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. What?
Yep.
A lizard? Just a little baby lizard?
Yeah. Well, it wasn't so little. Had a big old poop in it.
Well, that's what
that's a great band name, Constipated Lizard.
For sure.
That's a Lollapalooza band if I've ever heard one.
I hate poop stories, and this is my favorite one.
Constipated Lizard tips scales with record-breaking poop. A super constipated Florida reptile has broken the record for the largest mass of poop ever discovered in a living animal.
Oh, my God.
Wow, I didn't know there were records kept.
Do you have a picture of him?
I don't.
You want to see the picture of the poop?
I don't. I'm certain you can look it up. When scientists at the University of Florida first discovered the rotund reptile.
He's totally bloated.
Yeah, near Cocoa Beach Pizza Joint. I've been eating a lot of pizza. You know all that cheese.
Water.
That cheese will bind you up, too.
Yeah.
They assumed she was pregnant and about to give birth. they did a little
gosh.
More check and said, no, 80% of its total weight was a big old poop.
Oh, no, that would happen. God. Or could happen.
Yep.
That's incredible.
Isn't that unbelievable? Lizards, they are something else.
The Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast. Downloadable every weekday. This is 101.9 FM, The Mix, on the web at WTMX.com and via podcast.